A day after questioned elections, Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega's government has set about painting a historic democratic victory for what many of the world's democracies condemned as a sham. Nicaraguan Supreme Electoral Council said that with nearly all the ballots counted, Ortega had won more than 75% of the vote. The outcome was never in doubt after his government jailed seven of the leading potential opposition candidates, clearing the field for Ortega to sweep to a fourth consecutive term. With all government institutions firmly within Ortega's grasp and the opposition jailed or in hiding, Ortega eroded what hope remained that the country could soon return to a democratic path. The United States Special Representative for Afghanistan began his first trip to Europe and Asia on Monday. The trip is to discuss developments in the South Asian nation where almost 23 million people, including children, are threatened with starvation. Ambassador Thomas West's first stop will be Brussels, where his discussions with allies and partners will focus on the way forward on Afghanistan. The panel investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection has issued subpoenas to six more associates of former President Donald Trump. They are believed to have been involved in the former president's bid to overturn his 2020 election loss. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The subpoenas escalate the committee's probe into the attack's origins. Chairman Benny Thompson is demanding testimony and documents from those he says took part in a so-called war room before the siege and plotted ways of stopping the election certification. They include former Trump election campaign chief Bill Stepien and former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, who talked with Trump before the insurrection. The panel's already spoken with more than 150 people in the probe and is working to get testimony from other Trump advisors. Sagar Magani, Washington.